welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia in Air Chair 1. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:18 and 64 degrees.
And we're glad you're here. Thank you so much for being with us on this first Offbeat News and Trivia show on a Saturday morning. And what a beautiful Saturday morning it is. My goodness. I hope you're ready to play trivia because that's what we have on tap for you. Today we're giving away a $50 gift card, $50 Visa gift card, so you can spend it where you want. Also, thanks to our friends downtown Marion, we're giving away a $20 gift card to Amato's Pizza. So those are the two things we're giving away today. We'll do two drawings at 10:55 this morning. And then, so here's how it works. All you need to do for a chance to win is just answer one of our trivia questions, call us, and then we will put you in the drawing, and then we will draw a couple of names. One winner wins the $50 Visa gift card. The other wins a $20 gift card to Amato's Pizza. I will send it in the mail right to your door. If I do not have your address, I have a lot of folks' address from when I was on the Wednesday show, but if I do not already have your address, when you hear your name at the end of the program, give me a call and I will jot down your address so that I can send the card in the mail right to your door, because it's kind of hard to hook up with this during our business hours, okay? So we just kind of try to do it easy here at Offbeat News and Trivia. I want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Rick and Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. We appreciate that very, very much. Want to encourage you to check out our website. That can be accessed at any time, of course. You can keep track of everything we do at any time. Check out all the features of all the links that we do. RadioNate.us. That's the home on the web of our show. RadioNate.us. Of course, we're streaming online, too, at www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH, and there we are there. And of course, we're on terrestrial radio too, my favorite, at 107.1 FM all across Marion County. Good morning to you. Well, let's get right to the trivia. And as I said, we're going to have some fun today. My phone number, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Again, we're giving away a $50, that's 50 Visa gift card, and a $20 gift card to Amato's Wood-Fired Pizza in downtown Marion. So we're doing two drawings, two chances for you to win, so you'll want to get into that. So let's get right to the questions, and here we go. Bucharest is the capital of which country? Bucharest is the capital of which country?
Who was the first American president to reside at the White House? Who was the first American president to reside at the White House?
In which cartoon series do the characters drive around in a van called the Mystery Machine? In which cartoon series do the characters drive around in a van called the Mystery Machine?
What is the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean known as? What is the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean known as?
All right, let's find out who's on the line right now. Hi, we're on the air.
John Adams,
that's a correct answer. How are you today?
Kind of tired now.
You've had a busy morning.
Since 6 o'clock we've been trying to mow.
Oh, since 6 o'clock this morning. My goodness, you must have been up at 5 a.m.
Oh,
keep
it up.
Yep. Well, good for you. Working hard on the weekends.
Yep.
Working harder than I'm working here, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you found us from Wednesdays. I'm glad you're here on Saturdays with us, Miss April.
All right.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
You have a good weekend, bye. And try to find some time to relax.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. 740-383-9944. Alrighty. What type of animal was the first mammal to be successfully cloned from an adult cell? What type of animal was the first mammal to be successfully cloned from an adult cell? Hi, we're on the air.
Scooby-Doo,
that's a correct answer. And how are you today?
Good.
Good. Now, is this Mr. Noah?
Yep.
Noah, well, how are you doing this morning, buddy?
Good.
Good, all right. You got any plans for today?
Yeah. As soon as I'm done spinning the night at Mimi and Papa's house, I'm going to jump into my pole.
Jump into
your
pole.
That doesn't have tadpoles in it anymore.
Oh, you got it all cleaned and ready to go, huh?
Yep, it's blue.
Ooh, it's blue. All right.
The water and it's blue. We have chlorine.
Yeah, do you got your goggles ready so you can go underwater?
I don't do that. Allie does.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good. All right, buddy.
I like to go underwater.
Yeah. Well, I like to stay above water, too, because I don't like to get pool water in my eyes. Makes my eyes burn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling me today, and Mr. Noah, you have a good day today, all right?
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, you're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia, our first show on a Saturday morning. We're glad you're here.
Which of the human senses does olfactory refer to? Which of the human senses does olfactory refer to?
Who wrote the poem Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening? Who wrote the poem Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening?
What is the largest island in the world? What is the largest island in the world?
How many players are there on a volleyball team? How many players are there on a volleyball team?
Steel is made primarily of which two elements? Steel was made primarily of which two elements?
Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, sheep.
A sheep was the first mammal to be cloned. That is a correct answer. How are you today?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad.
Well, that's good. That's good. Good to hear it. I'm glad you found us here on Saturday mornings.
Yeah. I put the alarm on for you.
All right.
I remember.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that very much. Well, I hope you have a fantastic weekend.
All right, you too.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Right.
All right. Yes, folks out there, all you need to do is just call me, answer one of these trivia questions. We'll put you in the drawing, and at 10:55 this morning, we will draw a winner. We're giving away a $50 Visa gift card. That's $50, 5-0, and also a $20 gift card to Amato's Pizza. Hi, we're on the air.
Yes, is that Romania?
That is Romania for Bucharest. That is correct. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Good, good. Glad to hear it on this Saturday morning. Looks like it's going to be a nice day today, doesn't it?
Oh, it sure does.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be a good day to get out and enjoy this weather, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this Miss Eva?
No, my name's Brenda Griffith.
Brenda. All right, Brenda. Well, hey, Brenda, it's good to hear from you this morning.
You have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Occasionally, I guess the wrong one, but Amber got the right one written down, so that's good. All righty. Well, we're having a good time on this Saturday morning together. This is Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond. It's 10:28 and 64 degrees.
And we're taking your calls and having a good time doing it as we give away this $50 Visa gift card.
Hi,
we're on the air.
Yeah, was that Robert Frost?
Yes, it was Robert Frost. That's a correct answer. You got it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Robert Frost wrote the poem "Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening." He wrote quite some deep literature, didn't he? For sure. Hi, we're on the air.
Was the one the monkey?
Let's see. The monkey. Let's see. No. For the cloned animal?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't a monkey. I'll tell you what it was, because we actually already got the answer. It was actually a sheep. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. I'm glad you found us here on Saturday mornings.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep, a sheep was the first mammal to be successfully cloned from an adult cell. All righty. Well, we are rolling right along on this first edition of Offbeat News and Trivia. We are glad you're here. We're on the web at radionate.us. That's radionate.us. All right. Hi, we're on the air.
Nathan R., how are you this morning?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, acceptable and slightly irrespectable.
There you go.
I thought I heard your better half ask a chemistry question, if I'm not mistaken. Was that the components of steel? Is that what she was asking?
Right.
Okay, well, let's hope that my chemistry education has not failed me, but that would be carbon and iron.
Carbon and iron is a correct answer. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thought I would steal an answer from one of your eligible listeners, but...
Yes, that takes you back to chemistry class, doesn't it?
Yep. Okay, well, thank you very much, sir.
Hey, thank you. It's always good to talk to you. All righty. Hey, we appreciate the station for streaming us online. By the way, that was Adam, in case you didn't know, our weather personality man and host of Adam the Computer Guy. And incidentally, he runs our website at wwgh1071.com, and we're streaming live right now on our Listen. Just click on Listen Live, and away you go. You can hear the show anywhere you have an internet connection, or download the free TuneIn app, and you can do it that particular way. All righty. Well, you are welcome to ring our phone anytime and guess any of our questions. Looks like I only have one question left on my particular page, while Amber has, she's got three questions. We'll go over these questions right now before I do Ripley's Believe It or not. No, actually, she's going to do offbeat fun facts in just a second for you. In just one moment. First of all, how many players are there on a volleyball team? How many players are there on a volleyball team? And if she could just read her three trivia questions, and we'll get kicked off there.
What is the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean known as? What is the deepest part of the Pacific Ocean known as? Which of the human senses does olfactory refer to? Which of the human senses does olfactory refer to? What is the largest island in the world? What is the largest island in the world?
All right, here's somebody else on the line gonna give a guess here. 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air.
Is there six on the volleyball team?
There is six on the volleyball team. Yes, indeed, GDC. Hey, it's going to be a good day today, I think.
Yeah. It's a little bit windy outside right now, but it'll warm up.
Yeah, if it'll warm up to maybe the mid-70s, I think, and the wind holds off, I think we might be in for a pretty good Saturday.
You sound like you have a cold.
Well, it's I had some sneezes this morning. The pollen's been kind of getting to me.
Oh, yes, I know that real well.
Yeah, so that's what I'm dealing with this morning. I'm doing my best to cover it up, but you're very perceptive.
Well, you sound good, though.
Well, thank
your
you very much.
Your wife does, too.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you're here with us on Saturdays. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that's Judy C. phoning in here and getting in on this $50 Visa gift card. And we'll find out who else is on the line here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, is it Greenland?
Yes, Greenland is the largest island in the world. You've got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Amber for our first segment of regular dialogue, as I will say. And so go ahead and take it away.
Offbeat news and fun facts. The root beer float was once called the Black Cow. Black pudding is a British sausage made of oatmeal and pig's blood.
Hi, we're on the air.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, I'm glad you found us.
I remembered.
Yes, yeah, sir.
That's good. A little different time period, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is a little different, little earlier.
Yeah. That'll give you the rest of the day anyway, you know?
Yeah, we figured we'd do it. I've been wanting my wife to join me, and she's only available.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, later on, and so on weekends. So we thought, well, we'll start early, and then we can have the rest of the day to travel the state.
You still may have enough time today to do your travels, huh?
Yeah, right. get that in while we're at it.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, good. Well, I think the olfactory is the smell, right?
It is indeed the smell. Yes, sir. You have got it.
Got a lot of colors already. That's good.
Yeah, people are out there.
That's
good to know.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't know how it would go.
It's good for your first day, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so as more people spread the word, here we are.
Okay, let's get back to your show.
Hey, good to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Good to talk to you, Nate. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Mr. Ernie checking in right there.
You can use Gatorade to clean your toilet. The city of Los Angeles was founded in 1781, 9 years before Washington, D.C. Coffee was the first food to be freeze-dried. A man once blew a bubblegum bubble that was larger than a basketball. When you drive 45 miles an hour over a section of highway in New Mexico, the vibrations from your car's wheels play America the Beautiful. There's more salt water in 1 gallon of seawater than 49 pounds of potato chips. Ben and Jerry were originally going to make bagels, not ice cream. More than 200 languages are spoken in New York City.
All right, there's your offbeat fun facts on this Saturday morning together. And looks like we have another caller here. Let's find out who it is here. Hi, we're on the air.
Nathan Redmond. Bet you can't guess who this is.
Oh, I wouldn't have any idea, Mr. Gary Lyons.
Hey, no, that wasn't fair. Hey, good to listen. Good to hear you, buddy. You sound good, you and my favorite DJ.
Yeah.
Hey, how many years have I called her that?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. For about as long as she's known you.
I think so. Hey, you're sounding pretty good this morning. I remember to... you know, the time, and I was sitting here with Brenda and I said, hey, it's about time for Nathan. I said, Nathan and Amber, I want to put them on, see what they're up to today.
Yeah. Now, are you up to having a yard sale this weekend, aren't you?
Well, mate, we did pretty much all day yesterday and don't have really much left today.
Oh,
so.
You sold out.
Well, we pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
We did.
Hey, all right. You had a good day.
Yes, we did. Very good. And, you know, up until the wind started at late, you know, all around, what time, about 1 o'clock, really, the wind really picked up. We had to shut it down about 2:30.
Okay,
but,
yeah.
We had a pretty good day. But,
well,
hey, I was listening to you, and I want to give you a quick call and say hi to you and Amber. Really appreciate you, too.
Oh, I'm glad you did. We got your announcement coming up, too, of your concert coming up July the 15th.
July the 15th, Friday. Hey, Nate, what's really going to be special about that? I mean, you know what kind of a piano player James Rainey is.
Yeah.
And to think that Denise Hopper from the Hoppers is going to be there. They're going to have two keyboards. you'll be playing one, Denise Hopper will be playing the other. And he told me, he said, Gary, we're just, you know, they're going to sing. We'll do some singing. And he said, we're going to get together on those keyboards. She'll play some solo stuff. He'll play some. And they're going to do some interaction stuff with the two keyboards. So it should be pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good time. Going to be a good night.
And it's all love offering, you know, no charge or anything.
Yeah. Yep. So anybody's welcome to come for sure.
Anybody and everybody.
Anybody and everybody.
Even you and Amber.
Yeah.
So, hey, just wanted to call and say hi to you, buddy, okay?
Okay. Hey, I'm glad you did.
Yes, sir. Tell Amber I said hi. You listening, Amber?
I am.
Hey, hi, favorite DJ.
Hi.
Catch you later, Nate. Bye,
okay,
brother.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bud.
All right. Gary Lyons, and he's going to be in concert with his wife and son, along with the James Rainey Trio, July the 15th at the Fight Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street, right here in Marion. And it's going to be a good time of Southern Gospel music. So if you enjoy Southern Gospel music, and mark down your calendars for July the 15th. And it'll definitely be a good time for sure out there, Fight Memorial on David Street. So, and the Gary Lyons Trio has traveled all over Ohio and the Marion area, and a lot of folks know who they are. And if you don't know who they are, it's a good night to get to know them, because they do just a great job in the James Rainey Trio as well. July the 15th. Alrighty, well, we will come back and do some more trivia here in just a moment. Right now, it is time for Ripley's Believe It or Not. Ripley's Believe It or Not. Under a full moon on a clear night, a lunar rainbow or moonbow appears from the base of Cumberland Falls in Kentucky, one of only a few places in the world where the phenomenon can be seen. A moonbow occurs when light is reflected from the surface of the moon and then reflected off water droplets in the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Is it the Merriam Trench?
The Merriam Trench, that's right. How are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. Well, I know who you are. You used to call us on Wednesdays a lot.
Yeah.
How's your weekend going so far? I know it just started, but you know.
Yeah, pretty good. We've already been to town and all that.
Oh, okay. So it started a while ago, huh? All right.
Yeah.
Looks like it's going to be a pretty good day today.
Yeah, it doesn't seem too hot like it has been.
No.
And it's not raining.
Yeah, it's not raining, so it looks like people can breathe.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's good for people like me that has to take an inhaler every now and again.
Yeah.
And now if we can just lower this pollen, we'll be all set.
Exactly.
Right. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking the time to give us a call this morning and finding us here on Saturday mornings.
Yeah, Saturdays work so much better for me.
Well, that's good. Well, we'll look forward to hearing from you in the future.
Yep.
All right. Take care.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, Ripley's Believe It or Not. The Great Barrier Reef has its own mailbox. It is set on a floating platform located on the Agricourt Reef in the Coral Sea, 45 miles off the coast of mainland Australia. Also, Australian Police Constable Neil McShane has spent over 10 years single-handedly patrolling the area encompassing the remote Queensland town of Birdsville, but his last arrest was in 2011. His overall jurisdiction is the size of the UK, but much of it is uninhabited desert. So he just has the whole thing to himself. Ripley's Believe It or Not. Thousands of live earthworms fell from the sky over a large area of southern Norway in April 2015. Scientists believe the worms could have been picked up by a storm and carried for miles. Police officers arrested three men on suspicion of breaking into a restaurant in Mount Morris, New York, by following a trail of macaroni salad. The burglars had stolen a large bowl of the salad and took turns eating it while making their getaway. And finally, Australia's first police force, formed in Sydney in 1789, was made up of the city's 12 best-behaved convicts. And there's your Ripley's Believe It or Not. 740-383-9944 is our telephone number. Give us a call. Answer one of our trivia questions. We'll give you some more trivia questions to take a stab at coming up, since we've about just answered all of the trivia questions that I have. And we're getting ready to do some offbeat news here coming up. But I have fallen into a habit when I was on the air on Wednesdays. It was called I Didn't Get My Tablet Out in Time to get ready for the offbeat news, because the offbeat news is now in my tablet, not on a separate piece of paper. So you have to wait on the thing to warm up. So that's what I'm. That's what I have to do. So for right now, we're going to turn it over to Amber here, and she's got something for us.
It's time for Stupid Criminals of the Week. A robber tried to squeeze through a store window that was so tiny that he got stuck. Really stuck. After trying to free himself for hours, the would-be thief yelled for help. Arriving later, the owner heard his cries and called police. Officers raced to the scene to pull the robber out. He was covered in scrapes and cuts, says Staff Sergeant Ed McNorton. I've never seen a criminal so happy to see the police.
There you go. Hey, you know what? We're going to jump in and do the trivia that we have. And we'll go ahead and go to our page 3 that we have right here. And go down through some trivia questions. I have, let's see, I have all of mine answered, as a matter of fact. So we just have page 3. So Amber, go ahead and take away what we have for the trivia questions here that we have left to give the folks a chance to call. We are giving away a $50 Visa gift card. A $50 Visa gift card. And all you need to do for a chance to win is just call us, answer one of our trivia questions. And coming up here at 10:55 this morning, a few minutes from now, we will draw a winner and send the card in the mail right to your door. And that's how it works. So, Amber, take it away.
Which singer had a hit with Papa Don't Preach? Which singer had a hit with Papa Don't Preach? What is the chemical name for laughing gas? What is the chemical name for laughing gas? Gala, Fiji, and Granny Smith are all types of what? Gala, Fiji, and Granny Smith are all types of what? Michael Myers is the villain in which horror film series? Michael Myers is the villain in which horror film series? Which actor voices Marty the Zebra in Madagascar? Which actor voices Marty the Zebra in Madagascar?
All right, very good. Thank you very, very much for that. And so give us a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And here's somebody else here to take a guess. Hi, we're on the air.
That would be apples.
Apples. I love a good apple. Do you?
Yes.
Now, my favorite happens to be Honey Crisp. Do you have a favorite, or do you just like apples in general?
I like the ones that are kind of juicy and sweet.
Yeah, me too. Honey Crisp is a pretty good apple, but they also seem to be the most expensive.
Yep.
For some reason. But, all right, well, you got it right, and we'll get you in.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. All right, Judy C., we got you in the drawing, and here comes somebody else to wager a guess here. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air.
Is that Madonna?
Yes, it is Madonna. You've got it right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right, you're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm Nate Redmond.
I'm Amber Redmond.
And it's 10:48, and how many degrees are we at now? 64 degrees as it tries to warm up this morning. High is only going to be in the 70s, I do believe. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead. Hi, we're on the air.
Is that Michael Myers?
Michael Myers in Halloween. You got it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. All right, here's some offbeat news for you. An adult Bengal tiger sparked fear and fascination in a Mexican city when it was seen wandering loose on a sidewalk in a residential area. A video captured Wednesday in Tecuala shows the tiger walking down a city sidewalk in a residential neighborhood while surprised locals watched from a distance. Witnesses said the tiger sat down after a few minutes and a man arrived with a length of rope. He slipped around the big cat's neck and led it away. Tigers are legal to own in Mexico. A bill passed April 29th by the Chamber of Deputies, the lower house of Mexico's legislature, would outlaw the purchase of big cats in the country. But the bill has yet to be taken up by the Senate. A computer and electronics recycling company in Indiana broke a Guinness World Record by setting up 2,910 laptops like dominoes and toppling them in a chain reaction. Workers at Technology Recyclers headquarters in Indianapolis attempted the world record to highlight the importance of recycling electronic and electrical waste. And finally, a crew doing work in a river in Mississippi found a message in a bottle. Billy Mitchell of Vicksburg-based Big River Shipbuilders said his crew was working in the Yazoo River when they found a glass bottle floating in the water. The bottle turned out to contain a letter, but the paper was wet and difficult to remove. So they put the bottle in the microwave for a few seconds to help dry it. The note came apart, but Mitchell and colleague Brad Babb were able to piece it together enough to determine it had been launched into Sardis Lake about 295 miles from where it was found in 1989. The note had been authored by a sixth grader named Brian Dahl for a school project. Okay, it's 4 minutes until we do our drawing. And I haven't been crossing out my answers, but I believe Amber's got just a couple of trivia questions left. Looks like we've got two. Let's see if you haven't had a chance to call yet. We are giving away a $50 Visa gift card. That's $50 Visa gift card. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call, answer one of the trivia questions. We'll put you in the drawing, and at 10:55 this morning, we will draw a winner, and we will send the card in the mail to your door. We're also giving away a $20 Amato's gift card. We want to say thank you to the folks in Amato's for supplying the gift card. They are located in downtown Marion, and they have a patio. They also have salads and subs and lots of different things to take in. So Amato's Pizza, downtown Marion. So thank you so much to Amato's for the $20 gift card as well. We'll be doing a double drawing, one for the $50 Visa gift card and one for the $20 Amato's. We'll be doing that coming up now in 3 minutes. All right, what questions do you have left for us?
What is the chemical name for laughing gas? What is the chemical name for laughing gas? Which actor voices Marty the Zebra in Madagascar? Which actor voices Marty the Zebra in Madagascar?
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It is June the 18th already. Can you believe it? I'm telling you what. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what. After the drawing, we'll do Amber's recipe, and we'll get that on the air for you. And she's got a good recipe for today. Right now, I'm going to tell you what happened on this day in history. In the year 1620. 1821, the first duel in America took place in the Plymouth Colony in Massachusetts. 1667, the Dutch fleet sailed up the Thames toward London. 1778, Britain evacuated Philadelphia during the U.S. Revolutionary War. 1812, the War of 1812 began as the U.S. declared war against Great Britain. The conflict began over trade restrictions. 1815, the Battle of Waterloo. Napoleon was defeated by an international army under the Duke of Wellington. Napoleon abdicated on June 22nd. 1817, on this date, London's Waterloo Bridge opened. The bridge, designed by John Renee, was built over the River Thames. 1861, the first American fly casting tournament was held in Utica, New York. 1863, J.J. Richardson received a patent for the ratchet wrench. 1873, Susan B. Anthony was fined $100 for attempting to vote for a U.S. president. And in 1898, Atlantic City opened its steel pier. All right, let's get all of our names shuffled up and find out who our winner is going to be today for our $50 Visa gift card and our $20 Amato's gift card. So the winner that we have here, well, we got just a couple minutes left. Let's continue to shuffle these around here. So let's see. All right, Amber's going to announce our winner when we get everything all shuffled up here. We got 10 seconds. We want to be official. When I say 10:55, we want to be 10:55. Keep everything on the up and up here at Offbeat News and Trivia. Okay, it is now 10:55, and here we go. And Amber, the winner of the $50 Visa gift card would be...
April.
Say it again.
April.
I had muted your microphone just in case you needed to cough or sneeze. Wasn't that nice of me?
It was.
Yes, it was. All right. Congratulations.
To April.
All right. Now let's find out who is going to win the Amato's gift card. Let's see here. The winner of the Amato's gift card would go to... none other than Ernie. Ernie, you get to go to Amato's in downtown Marion. They have a patio. I haven't even had a chance to go there yet. So I'm anxious to go there myself, but I drove past. It's a beautiful facility down there in downtown Marion. So I think you'll enjoy it, Ernie. And so you can go and report back and let us know. Amato's, $20 gift card to Amato's, and looks like we got another call coming in here. Not sure exactly what this is, but we'll take it in here. Hi, we're on the air.
What's your subject?
We just got done playing trivia.
Okay.
Yes, sir. You got us out there listening today?
I can't get you in the reader right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Can you name the only president who was born on the 4th of July?
Well, the president that was born on the 4th of July. Let's see here. There's not more than one, huh?
That's just, right.
There's just one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was it Thomas Jefferson?
No, he died on the 4th of July.
Okay. Let's see. Was it Calvin Coolidge?
You're right.
Calvin Coolidge. All right. All right. Okay. Good deal. Well, you got me. You have the trivia host answering trivia. That's all right.
Okay.
Hey. Well, I appreciate your call this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, out there putting the host on the spot there. I think there was a couple of presidents, three presidents that died on the 4th of July, two, three, something like that. I can't remember for sure. Okay, it is time to go to Amber one more time because she has a recipe for us. You can find this recipe where? by going to facebook.com/radionate. Facebook.com. So you haven't got a chance to memorize all the sites yet, have you?
No.
But we'll write it down for you, because okay. I have to. I'm heavy on the notes, so it's okay. All right, today's recipe. Take it away.
S'mores in a cup. 2 packages graham crackers crushed. 3/4 cups butter melted. 6 1.5 ounces bars. Milk chocolate candy bars broken into squares. 126 miniature marshmallows. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Line 42 miniature muffin tins with paper liners. Mix graham cracker crumbs with butter in a bowl until evenly combined. Spoon graham cracker mixture into the prepared muffin cups. Press it into the bottom and up the sides, creating a crust. Place 1 chocolate square onto each crust and top with 3 miniature marshmallows. Bake in the preheated oven until marshmallows are puffy and chocolate is melted, about 6 minutes.
Sounds really good, especially s'mores this time of year, but s'mores in a cup. You can find that recipe by going to our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/radionate. And Amber, we've been having some adventures here lately, haven't we?
We have, yeah.
And folks can check out our... all of where we go all over the state for, well, you know, maybe an hour away from the Marion County area. But you can check out the pictures of where we go by going to our Facebook page there. It's facebook.com/NateandAmberAdventures. Facebook.com/AmberAndNateAdventures. Facebook.com/AmberAndNateAdventures. But we'll have all these different links up. You can get to Radio Nate on Facebook by going simply to one site. We'll direct you to one site and one site only. You can also email Amber through there. Her email address is up there too. Just go to radionate.us. Radionate.us. You can email us from there. You can get to recipes through there. You can go to Radio Nate through there. It's your one-stop shop. Forget anything else I've said, but just remember one thing is radionate.us. If we go anywhere, if anything happens, radionate.us. Remember that. You can always keep track of Amber and I. Well, it is time for us to go. It's been a good show. It's had a lot of fun. Thank you so much. Congratulations again to our winners. April for the $50 Visa gift card and Ernie for the $20 Amato's Pizza gift card. Congratulations, you too. We appreciate everybody that did call today on this first show. It's been a good first show. Thank you so much. We'll be back next Saturday morning at about 10:15 to 11 with another edition of Offbeat News and Trivia right here on our new time on 107.1 FM, WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio. All right. Bye-bye, Amber.
Bye.
All right, black people were cooking, and they were going